Earlier this month, the Sun-Times published a story detailing allegations of Rauner's former associate, who said Rauner threatened her and her family after a soured business deal. In a letter to the chair of the Sun-Times board, McKinney says Rauner's campaign tried to kill the story before it went to print, but didn't succeed. But the campaign kept complaining and alleged McKinney's marriage to a Democratic consultant made for a conflict of interest, though McKinney says his wife focuses on out-of-state campaigns. After being temporarily suspended, McKinney says he resigned because the protections between journalists and management had eroded, as Rauner had once been part owner of the paper. But Rauner says he's not involved.
I don't know. I don't know all the issues in that. I've had no involvement with that. Our campaign expressed concern with an article we thought was extremely misleading and badly done. But that goes on with media outlets all the time. There's nothing unusual.
Rauner sold his stake in the paper last year. The Sun-Times endorsed Rauner after a 3-year endorsement hiatus. I'm Hannah Meisel, Illinois Public Media.